with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Drought warnings have been issued for parts of New York.
There are drought watches for the city and points north. Paul Rush is with the New York City Department of Environmental Protection.
Normally we'd have from September until now about 10 inches of rain, and we've only received about 2.5.
He says the city's water system is down to 63% capacity. Ulster County resident Pamela Martin.
The water levels are low, and you can see a lot of the basin of the Shokan Reservoir, which you can't usually see.
Officials say they're considering stopping work on the Delaware Aqueduct. It may be needed now to bring more water into the New York City area. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Rudy Giuliani has turned over his luxury items in a defamation case.
Rudy Giuliani has relinquished dozens of watches and a Mercedes once owned by movie star Lauren Bacall to two former Georgia election workers who won a $148 million defamation judgment against him. Giuliani's lawyer says that the watches and a ring have been delivered to a bank in Atlanta. The 1980 Mercedes-Benz SL500 was turned over at an address in Florida, and an undisclosed amount of funds from Giuliani's Citibank accounts were also surrendered. Giuliani was ordered last week to immediately turn over his prized assets after missing an October 29th deadline. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A climate change activist who dumped red powder on a case containing the original copy of the U.S. Constitution has been sentenced to 2 years in prison for his role in the publicity stunt earlier this year at the National Archives. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 305 points, the Nasdaq dropped 427. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on where we come from.
According to the latest Gallup poll on the topic, 37% of adults believe that God created man in his present form. 34% think that humans evolved from lower life forms, but that God guided the process. And 24% say that people evolved and God had nothing to do with it. That 37% of Americans who believe in Genesis is the smallest percentage in more than 40 years of polling. The percentage that think God was not involved is the highest in 40 years. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Republican-led Ohio Senate has approved a bill banning males from using female restrooms. The 24-7 vote sends the measure to GOP Governor Mike DeWine, who plans a legal review. The bill applies to public K-12 schools, colleges, and universities. It would not apply to school employees, emergencies, or people helping young children or those with disabilities. This is SRN News. Put a massive fuel storage facility on top of a drinking water supply, what could possibly go wrong?
The Pentagon's Inspector General says Navy officials failed to sufficiently grasp the risk of placing the storage tanks atop the water well at Pearl Harbor. More than 6,000 people were poisoned by a jet fuel leak in 2021. The IG says it happened even though the Navy had engineering drawings and environmental studies describing the risks. The Navy says corrective actions are being taken. Rich Thomason reporting.
The first batch of artwork from the Boy Scouts of America's collection has raised over $3.7 million at auction to help pay the compensation owed to those who were sexually abused while in scouting. The 25 works offered up by Heritage Auctions on Friday are among 300 from the Boy Scouts that will be sold. More details at SRNNews.com.